It's the Grace Point Daily Podcast, live from Arkansas, or at least when I'm recording this. I'm in Arkansas having a good time getting away, hanging out in one of my favorite places, once again, in the entire world. I'm in the Bentonville area, home of Walmart. Shout out to Walmart. All right, guys, so part of what I love to do when I come down here is to mountain bike. Now, this illustration is connected to biking, but there's many other forms of this illustration that I can use, because I want to talk about, you know, keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, fixing our eyes. And the reason, part of the reason I was thinking along these lines, number one, as I was driving down, I was listening to this new worship song called Set My Eyes on You. And then there's another worship song that we sing at our church called Fix My Eyes on You. So I was like thinking about this song and the other song that we sing. And I was like, man, it seems like there's a lot of songs I've been listening to about fixing my eyes, setting my eyes. And that's a very biblical thing, to fix our eyes on Jesus. Now, I haven't mountain biked for a while because I've been gravel biking. Stay with me, please. Okay, gravel biking is typically on rail trails, what used to be railroads. Now they're just biking trails. So they're pretty straight. There's no big turns. There's no big ups or downs or those kind of things. So what I like about gravel biking is there's a monotony to it. I can just think, pray, plan, all those kind of things. But what happens, what I noticed since I haven't mountain biked for a while, you are mountain biking, you can't just be thinking about a million other things. You have to keep your eyes on the trail, because there's rocks, there's tree stumps, there's all kinds of things popping out. So in mountain biking, and now fortunately in Arkansas, the elevation isn't super high. You can get injured, but like in Colorado, Utah, where I used to mountain bike, there would be some place where you're mountain biking on what is called single track riding, and next to you, there is a 100-foot cliff or something. If you go off that, you're gonna say hello to Jesus for real, for real, for real, all right? But the case, the idea still remains the same. Yesterday when I was riding, is that there's slabs of rocks, trees, ups and downs, that if I didn't keep my eyes focused on what was in front of me, I could be hurting. So for example, I started taking the trail around this lake, around this beautiful, and the water is bluish green, Beaver Lake here in Bentonville area, and it's beautiful. So I had a temptation to want to keep looking to the right and look at the lake, how beautiful it was. So what I had to do is I had to stop and then go over the lake and just kick back and look at it for a few minutes, because I couldn't do it while I was riding, because I would have got injured, messed up, I would have wrecked, because I would have taken my eyes off the road. And again, this illustration relates to, that's why they don't want us to text and drive, right? They say, like, if you look down or you're unaware of where you're driving, even for a second or two, it could be deathly. You know, it could be very bad. It created an accident or distracted driving, whatever. You know, you can use this scenario in many other places besides biking, driving, etc. You get the idea, right? There's some things that we do in life where you got to keep your eyes focused on what's ahead of you. And that's what the Bible says. I have a couple that's in front of me. The one I have is in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 25. It says, let your eyes look straight ahead, fix your gaze directly before you. And the Bible's telling us, saying, hey, we got to stay focused. Spiritually, we got to stay focused. We got to keep our eyes locked on Jesus. Another scripture says, keep your eyes on Jesus, who is the author and the perfecter of our faith, right? So we think of Peter when he went out on the water. Jesus said, hey, come and walk on the water. And it's when he took his eyes off of Jesus that he began to think. So there is great power in our spiritual life in terms of fixing our gaze and our eyes on Jesus on a daily basis. And that really then connects itself to discipline, spiritual discipline. You know, it's interesting sometimes as a pastor, I know, I see people go in and out of church, in and out of faith, in and out of prayer, in and out of worship, in and out of all these other things. They get their eyes fixated on other things. And then, you know, as a pastor for myself and for other people, it's like, I call and I challenge all of us back to the simple thing, which is to seek God first. Keep our eyes on him each and every day. This is a discipline, all right? Listen, I'm in the early 40s now, and I'm still working on discipline. I'm going to school, sermons, making videos, and ministry, all these kind of things. And I have to stay focused. I have to daily fix my eyes on Jesus, or even I myself will get distracted from walking with the Lord. So I want to encourage you today to do what the Bible's telling us, to look straight ahead. Look at Jesus. Fix your gaze directly before him. Don't get distracted by the things on the right or the left. And sometimes you have to recenter and you do have to refocus. And I have one other one here that I thought was interesting. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18, it says, so we fix our eyes on what is seen, So we fix our eyes not on, I'm reading this wrong. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. And I'm reading that because I think that's the challenge and sometimes the hard part of being a believer and follower of Christ is we're fixing our eyes on, well, fix my eyes on, I can't see him, you know? And so we have this element of our faith where we're having to fix our eyes on what is not seen. And that's why we have to stay focused on Jesus. Going back to mountain biking, the reason I have to stay looking ahead and focused because the path, and again, I'm correlating this to scripture. I'm trying to stay in the narrow path and I'm trying to stay in the path of life. I'm trying to stay on the Jesus path. Well, I know along the path, there's going to be bumps and all kinds of things. And in terms of mountain biking, that's why I have to keep looking straight ahead because if I'm not looking, there are some unseen things that are going to be coming my way. Like even yesterday, I would pick up speed and I'd start going faster and all of a sudden there's a rock or something. I'm like, fortunately, I hit that right or I was able to navigate away from it or around it or over it in the correct way. Because some of those things that are on the path, they are there to trip us up. They're there to get us to wreck and hopefully not in a detrimental way, right? So the simple encouragement is this, whether you're mountain biking or whether you're driving tomorrow, whatever it is, the challenge is simply keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. Look straight ahead. Don't look to the left or to the right. Stay on the path. Keep looking ahead because there are unseen things that are going to come your way that if you're not locked in and focused, it's about discipline. It's about doing it each and every day over and over. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Check out that song. You just Google Set My Eyes. Google Fix My Eyes. Maybe do that today. Think about that. Meditate on it. Listen to some worship songs and lift up that prayer to Jesus saying, Jesus, help me to keep my eyes fixed on you. We'll talk to you next time.